Gemara, first line, Dachim Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rav Din is the Tanei Tartu Unid Yisrichin La'adod the last of Dike. V'lo Yamoron El Shaloi Kisidon. Avu Kisidon Hayna Rebisai. So if you have two unis, two lobes of the lung that are attached to each other by a fibrous tissue, so then it depends. If it's kisidron in the proper order, so then it's all right. But if it's not kisidron, it's not all right. It's not all right. Now, so there is a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say, and many rishonim say that this is shitas Rashi, because Rashi says shaloi kisidron means the two chitzenius. In other words, if the two chitzenius, let's say this une and this une and this une are attached, this une and this une are attached. In the middle there is the intervening, the une and choice. So then it's not kisidron. Why does Rashi have to mention an example of the two chitzenius? Let him mention an example of the two adjacent unes are attached to each other. Apparently, Rashi Shita is that if the sirche, the adhesion exists between two adjacent unes, then it's always kisidron. So this is what the Rosh says. This is what the Rosh says. Now, the Rosh in Pe'il Treifes, paragraph Yudalet, the last line, the second column, is Daf Kufn and Dalet Omid Beis, the last line. V'hanem bila shalei kisidron, pirush rashi ki genshinitbeku, shtayim hachitzenim, mimal lemtsois, oi mitachtel. Mashma midovrer, mashma midvoro, sheim nisricho min achitoch ligabechavato sheetzlo, that if the sirche, the addition, exists between two adjacent unes, no matter how the addition is. You see, sometimes, you know, let's say, so suppose this is one une. This is one une. And then that this is this une. And this is the adjacent une. And suppose it's mechitoch lechitoch. Mechitoch lechitoch, the incision. This is the incision of this une. This, the cut, the chitoch, the incision of this une. And this is the incision of that one. Suppose the addition is as they are adjacent to each other, but naturally there is no addition. So if they are attached to each other through fibrous tissue, but in the same position as they are naturally located, except that naturally there is no addition. There is no fibrous tissue, you know, connecting this to that. And in this case, there is an addition. So that's kisidron according to everybody. But other rishonim say, most rishonim say, that it's only in this case it is kisidron. If the adhesion is mechitoch lechitoch. Mechitoch lechitoch. But if it is migav ligav, let's say suppose, even though, suppose one lies on the other a little bit, it overlaps the other. Naturally, one does not overlap the other. They are adjacent to each other. So if it's in the same position, except that there is an adhesion between the incision of one and the incision of the other, that's kisidron. But if it's migav ligav or mechitoch ligav, so then even migav ligav, It's not Kisitron. But if Rashi Shita had been that way, so then Rashi did not have to say that it's only when it's Shtayim Achitzenes. In other words, there is an addition between this and this. Why couldn't Rashi mention example, an addition between this and the Emtzois? So that's Rashi Shita, that where it is between the where the addition is between two unes that are adjacent to each other, so it doesn't make any difference how they are connected, whether migav ligav and or mechitoch lechitoch or mechitoch ligav, as long as the addition is between the two adjacent unes, it's kesidah. This is what I said. Mimalem tzois mechavato mash or mitachtel mash midvor shemischoch mechitoch ligav mechavato sheetzlo. Oy, ligav chavato sheetzlo. There is the Madan Yontef points out not ligav chavato sheetzlo. Mash midvor shemischoch mechitoch ligav chavato sheetzlo. I mean the yud is superfluous. Ligav chavato sheetzlo. Oy migav ligav chavato loy mitrifo. Veloy nire di mash magal imichsher lekisidre mamish. Bimokim shesheich v'izuei tzol zu dainer b'saye. In other words, mechitoch lechitoch. If the incision, the cut of one une is joined through fibrous tissue to the cut of the other and of the adjacent une, the Haina Rebbe Saye, avol mechitoch al gav chavato, imigav ligav chavato, or imichut jalune lechut jalune. Sometimes it can be that just the chut at the corners, there is fibrous tissue that connects them. So, even though one is not sheichif upon the other, so it's not kisidron either. Kisidron it is if they are both located in the natural way, except that they are connected by fibrous tissue. Then it's kisidron. Amechito al gav chavato, gav al gav chavato, oy mechut shalun lechut shalun, yeshes la treife, de lo yiri besayel, vinim shar zem mizeh umispar. The reason is why kisidron, so it's not treife, is because since they are both situated in the natural way, but they are attached to each other through fibrous tissue. So mele, they're not destined to be detached from each other. But, so that's only if it's mechitoch lechitoch, but if it's malgav ligav, they are destined to be misparik from one from the other. And that will definitely form in Ekev. So mele, it's treife right now. All right. Now, then, Rashi mentioned in Machlokes Rishonim, how is it if there is a sirche, kisidron, mei ume leune, in other words, here is the uno mishucho kechetz. This is the uno mishucho kechetz, and that is adjacent to the umo hasmolis. This Uma Hasmolis is attached through fibrous tissue to the Uno Mishucho Kechetz, Kisidron. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Rabbi Yaakov, Rashi's Rabbi, said that it's Muta. Because Al Pidin, there is no distinction between Uma and Uma. This is just arbitrary. We call the bigger lobes, ume, and the smaller lobes we call une, but that's arbitrary. So memele, the same aloha applies. But the other Rishonim would say, no, in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention anything about umes, and the Gemara mentions only about unes, and the raya that the Gemara does not mention anything about umes, is because the Gemara and that Mem Zayin talks of heyunes. If the Gemara had included umes, so you should say seven unes. Now let's say in any textbook. So you'll see that they are altogether, the long of a behemoth has seven lobes. But the Gemara says heyunes. So in other words, by implication, The Gemara here distinguishes between Ume and Dun, even though the name Ume does not explicitly appear. But in the Gemara, the name Ume. But these Rishayim hold there is a distinction between Ume and Dune. Why should there be a distinction? So Rashi explains it, even though Rashi doesn't agree with that shit. V'tayim edune mishum sheim di b'meitzar achose u'mischam emeis v'had reboi. There is more warmth in the place where the unes are situated. There is a higher temperature in the place where the unes are situated than in the place where the umes are situated. So mainly it's hadrebor. But Rashi explains the shita of the other Rishayim, but Rashi himself does not agree with it. All right. Now, Ve'yomar Rabbi, Daflim Zayin Omedalev, Hanetarte Bue, Lismich Ala Adode Leslet Dikusi. Suppose the lung of the behemoth has two cysts that are close to each other, that join each other. So then it's straight, and even if you make ibdike is ineffective. Now, when we say ibdike, what kind of ibdike do we mean? We mean the ibdike of placing the lung after shvite. We place the lung in lukewarm water, and then we see whether we place the lukewarm water where we see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So in other words, so even though it doesn't bubble, so mimele, it's still not a raya the discussion. If the lung has two cysts, they join each other. Let's be chlado. Less lebdikusi. Now, what if it has one cyst? Suppose it has two cysts, but the two cysts are removed from each other. They do not join each other. Then it depends. If the cyst has putrid pus, leichos rucho, so then it's straight. Because that's a raya for a nekev, either of any past nekev or that it's destined to be a nekev. But if the cysts have clear water, leicho, zako, not leicho srucho, clear water, clear pus, so then it's kshel. However, if it has two cysts, they join each other, then it's straight. Because then it's a raya for a nekev, then it indicates a nekev. Either in a camp that already occurred, so then you find, I mean, machlek rashenim, in certain things. I mean, there is no general rule. You see, we see in Rashi, sometimes Rashi bases a certain chison in the Reye on the basis of a nekev that occurred already, and sometimes Rashi himself explains the chison in the Reye on the basis of the fact that it's destined to be Nakif. So, in every case, if we find the Trefi in the Reye, and it's not in Nekev Mamesh, so it has to be explained on the basis of a Nekev that already occurred, or on the basis of a Nekev that is destined to occur. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Tarte buye dismicha adodi. Kaim lil rove deinen smuche isalamach was Nekev shoyo berei. So you see what Rashi says here. Rashi says here that it's already an indication of a nekev that already occurred. Ve'ele ha-nekev es-abuyis ha-lo-lo-svim. How is it? Chode u-mirziye kitarate? Suppose it's one cyst, one large cyst, but it has the appearance of double. Sometimes, you know, it's one, but it looks like two. So we have to determine whether it's one or it's two. If it's one, so then it's kshayo. If it's two, it's three. My sinon sile, we bring a thorn. Ubazinoloam, it doesn't have to be a thorn. You can do it with a knife too. Ubazinoloam, and we lens the cyst. Ishafchen lahadode, Ishaphradodi is they pour into each other. Chodi yikshayon. In other words, if let's say you have the cyst, you have the cyst, let's say something like this would look like two that, I mean, chodi umerzi yikitarate, if the cyst, you know, I made a certain bulge, a piece of paper on it. So it'll be like chodi umerzi yikitarate. So then you take a knife or a thorn and you lance it. So then, if it's a result of lensing, this big cyst, so the pus of one flows into the other, then it's a raya, it's one cyst. So it's kshayon. But if after lensing, it doesn't automatically, the pus of one doesn't automatically flow into the other, so that means it's two. So vilo itarten inu itreid. All right. Chode omer de ketarate mi machas im nirek im insedek im tzoso. Videm ili beis, if there is a certain like he said it, like a cleft. Bazina lo bi achas mi sidel. All right. Ve omer ovi, hei une yis le lereye, apikil apik gavre. In other words, there are five unes. I mean, in other words, the gimugove here certainly does not include the umes. That's true according to everybody, because if he included the umes, he would say seven. So, for some reason, even according to Rishenim, we say that the distinction between ume and une is an arbitrary distinction. They're all unes, alpidin, but Rove doesn't include the umes. Why doesn't he include the umes according to these Rishenim, those who are chilikan, rabiakya? That the whole distinction between ume and dune is an arbitrary distinction. So the answer is, as Rashi explained, because the whole chiddush of Rove, because the whole chiddush of Rove is in connection with the unes. In connection with the umes, it's no chiddush. It's no chiddush. Rove mentions a chiddush that even if a nune is missing, even if a nune is missing, or there is an excessive une, so it's straight. But ume, I mean, after all, the ume, even if we say it's arbitrary, but you can't deny the fact that the umes are much larger than the unes. So that goes without saying that if the ume yiminis is missing, so certainly the lung cannot function properly. The chiddush is that even if the ume, if the main lobes are not missing or not excessive, but that if the unes, which are much smaller, is missing one, so it's also trait. That's the chiddush. But the ume, he doesn't have to tell us. That's why he only mentions five. So, in other words, there are five lobes. So we have three lobes on the right side. Three lobes on the right side, the uno arucha vovo, and then we have the uno emtzois, and then we have the uno elieno. So we have three lobes. Now uno mispatzalas, it's not called uno elieno. On the left side it's called uno elieno. Here it's called uno hamispatzalas. And then on the left side we have two unes. We have the uno mishucho kecheitz, and then we have the uno elyein. So two on the left, three on the right. Now, so if you hold it like this, you see the way the behemoth maintains its position while it's alive. So then, and so if you face it, so your right hand will be opposite the left lung, and your left hand will be opposite the right lung. You see, I mean, this is the left lung, it's my right hand, and this is my left hand, and it's opposite, it faces the right lung. But if you turn it over, the way the butchers hold it, you know, lachashchite, with the legs suspended lemailo, then my right hand will be, my right hand will be opposite the right lung, and my left hand will be opposite the left lung. So this is what he has in mind. Ve'yomarove, heyuni yisl rei, apikel apigavre, flote mimine, to my right hand, and vitartemismo, and two unes on the left. Chosiro yesero yicholif treit. In other words, if one une is missing, suppose the left lung has only one lobe, one une, instead of two. Or the right lung has just two unes instead of three, so it's straight. Or if there is a yesa, kol yesa kenotel dami. Kol yesa kenotel dami. So it's also straight. Or yicholif. In other words, suppose on the whole, the same number of unes, five altogether. But instead of the behemoth having three unes on the right and two unes on the left, it's the other way around. It's three unes on the left and two unes on the right. Holy, switched around. So there, it's also three. All right, the Rashi. Tlat mimine de behemoth, vili mina tavach, kishitruya bragleo, nimeo klapa tavach, yasiya, Svil le rove de chenotel dami. Because Yosek, vilesil chesek avosi. Kidam rinam bisomuch. So we don't pass like that in regard to Yosek in the lobe of the lung. But it all depends where the excessive lobe is, whether it's in front or in back. But according to Rove, it doesn't matter where it is, even if it's in front. So it's still, even if it's in line with the other, even if it's bidore diune, according to Rav, even if it's in line with the other lobes, so it's still treifa. And we pass that if it is, the yiseres is bidore diune, in line with the other lobes, then it doesn't matter. All right. Svil Rav dechenot odome, v'lesil rika avosik, amrinu b'somach, v'iroyisi, שיחשירו מויר רבי יעקב אבל בחוסר וחוליב הלוכי כמייסי דילקה מנדיפולק לקה כאן אורייט ההוא יישא אותי די עושר לי כמה דמרימה So there was a yeser, one lobe, a certain behemoth had an additional lobe that the average behemoth does not have, that usually a behemoth does not have. So that's solely coming to Mareima. So the one where the Shaila came before Rav Meima, Rav Mamed, before Mareima, Havi Yosef Ravacha above it. So Ravacha was sitting at the door, at the gate. Omalei, so then when this butcher walked out, so Omalei Mayo Malacho. So Ravache asked the butcher, "What did Mareima tell you?" Omalei Achsherenili. So the butcher told Ravache Mareima was muttering. Omalei, so Ravache said to the butcher, "Hoder Ailikame, go in again." In other words, tell him, I mean that it's trei, because Rove says that if it's a Yosia, so then it's trei. So he heard about it, Mereima. Omalei, so he said to the butcher, Zil Emalei, go and tell Liman Yosef Above, that means Ravache, tell the one who sits at the gate, Lesil Chesekavosi de Rove. I also know Rove's memory, but Aloch is not like Rove. Be Yiseres. It's not like Rove be Yiseres. So the Rashi was Midayik. That only means that Mareima said that the Halacha is not like Rove in regard to Yiseres, but in regard to Choser and to Choliv, it is the Halacha, like that. All right. Let's look at the Rove be Yiseres. V'hanem mile dikayme bidore diune. So when Do we say that an additional load is does not make a trei if the additional load happens to be situated in line with other loads? But there's an additional load. But if it is not in line with other loads, not in the same row, you see. In other words, we have here, you see, this, and then we have the uno alieno, this. So suppose there will be an additional uno here between the uno mishucha kechetz and the uno alieno. So it's in the same row with the normal naturalness, but there is an additional one. So then, since it's vidora dune, it's in the same row. So there's an expression when somebody talks, something that doesn't make sense. So we say he doesn't talk vidora dune. In other words, what is dora dune? That's an expression. Dora dune means straight, regular talk. And shaloi bidora dune means it's irregular talk. Doesn't even make sense. So if the additional log would be between the uno mishucho kechetz and the uno elieno, then it's all right. It's not right. But suppose it will be here, not in line, not in the same row, so then it's straight, even according to Merev. All right. Avo bene bene trei. All right. Avo bene omer avachle taboch, mai Dil ein beshap, dis vil le ravache, hodirob. Hodirob. Vahane mile, you see, Rashi says taboch, but you see, bizman agmore, so two professions were combined in the same person. The butcher and the shochet was einach. Today it's different. So it's really, all these problems were presented by the shochet, but the butcher and the shochet were the same person. Hoder alle kamei, dir lo aim beshab, disvir le ravach hoder rabbi. Vane mil yisaret sheo di kaim bidore dune, if it's in line, in the same row. Avo bine bine, kum il mato la aruge, ki nuse de vrode. Now, who is the nuse de vrode? The nuse de vrode is towards the center, between the two aruges, you know. Each, the right long is one aruge, and the long, the left long is another aruge. Mat oishin shachas bem tzaumo al gabo shaloi kisei da chituche duun etreif. In other words, suppose there will be on top of this une of the une mishiche kichetz there will be another une. So that shaloi bidore une. Midorah d'une, it means if there will be, let's say, right near, either, let's say, there will be an additional one after, you know, after this, or in between. But if one is on top of the other, then it shall be midorah d'une. Even though Rashi Shita is in regard to Kisidron, that as long as the Sirche is between two adjacent Unes, even though it's not mechitoch lechitoch, even if the attachment is not mechitoch lechitoch, is migav migav, so it's considered kisidron. So it's considered kisidron in case of isirche. Masha'in kin ligav yiseres. So we have to apply the aloche of kol yesak nafukamet. But in lobes of the long, if it's in line with the other lobes, so then it's not considered as yeser, because sometimes a behemoth might have an additional lobe. So it's only, so even Rashi will agree that when is it considered to be Bidora Deune, if it is situated, you see what Rashi, how Rashi emphasizes. If it's not between, you know, the two incisions, if it is, let's say, between the two incisions and the incisions of this additional load will be joining, you know, will be joining, not the hearing, I mean, will be joining the other lobes, then it's Bidora Deune. Mashain came, if it will be on top of the other, so then it's not Bidora Deune. Why? Hahu beine beine, the osel likamid Ravashi, so Ravashi limitrefe. So a certain taboch came before Ravashi, and he showed him that the Behine had an additional lobe, something that appeared like an additional lobe, but it was not Bidora Deune. That was really in the center. It really was this. You see this une, that's called the rose-like. The rose-like lobe. So the behemoths in those days, at least in those mekemes, the average behemoth did not have this lobe. Today, as Rishonim point out, all our behemoths have this lobe. But in those days, not every behemoth had this lobe. And here, the butcher found this lobe that he stole the center. It's not in the row of the right lobes or in the row of the left lobes. So he came before Ravash. How beine beine does le kamed Ravash? So Ravash only mitrefe. Omele Ravune mar. Why? Because since it was not Bidora Deune, it was away from the row of lobes. So he wanted to be matrefet. Omele Ravu. In other words, that all the behemoths that graze on pasture, so they have that additional law. In other words, not every behemoth, but only those behemoths who grazed on pasture excessively had this additional law in those days. We call it apchen, the butchers call it aninuse divrodi. And they call it the rose-like. That's this lobe. And in this divrodi, the rose-like lobe. Vehanemile, that it's all right. And we are not matrifet on the basis of yeser. Migavoy, if it's in front. Avo, agabo, afilu kitavo, diosetreif. But if it's towards the back, in other words, towards the back, not towards the chest, not in front, but towards the back, towards the tzalois, so then even if it is only as large like a myrtle leaf, so it's like the implication being, suppose it's smaller than, it's even smaller than the size of a myrtle leaf, then it's not reve, even if it is agab. So from this, Rishonim deduced the halacha that in order to be treif on the basis of yeser, it must have a certain shear, there is a certain minimum. In other words, suppose you just have a little tiny piece. So then it's not considered like an additional lobe. Only if it has the size of a myrtle leaf, then it's considered as a myrtle leaf. I'm sorry. Yeah, only if it is the size of a myrtle leaf, so it's considered as yes. So let's see the Rash. Braise. Reis beifa. Those who graze on pasture. The Amrelo, Braise, Bries, Ushmenis. There's another pshat that it means vrais, it means all the fat behemoths have it. The lean behemoths don't have it, but all the very fat behemoths have it. Ininuse, puininuso inoktano divrode, like a small lobe of rose, like a rose. Al shein klishoso vaduma. Al shein she klishto vaduma, because it's small and it's red. That's why we call it rose-like lobe. V'hane mile migavoy, mitachas. Avo, afilu kital fedos, ktano kaolo shel hodes, disova ravash, limitrefe, shmamen olavur, uvehane didon, diiz berube, didu, now, but, we are faced with a problem, because from this Gemara it appears that the average behemoth did not have the rose-like load. Did not have the rose-like load. But we see the rose-like lobe in the center, between the aruges. So we see it in most behemoths. So obviously, Sarasha says, there has been a shinu ateva. There has been a change. We see that even Bisman Chazal, where the average behemoth did not have it, but certain behemoths did have it. Why? Which behemoths? Behemoths that grazed on pasture, behemoths that were very heavy. So it might be that today's behemoths, on the whole, are much fatter than the behemoths in Zman Chazal. Anyway, we see that there has been a shina teva. Uvhane didon, viiz berube didu, im ishkachino reye, the lesbian who say is kshel. Is kshel. In other words, so Rashi raises the shaila, what would be the halacha from the, it seems that Bisman Agmore, so the normal behemoth, the average behemoth did not even have the rose like long. So of course it was kshel. But Rashi tells us a chidesh, that since Bisman Agmore, so the average behemoth didn't even have it. So mail it today that the average behemoth does have a rose-like lobe in the center between the two aruges. But trif it cannot be, because we cannot call it chaseiro just because there has been a shin. Inasmuch as Bisman Chazal, the average behemoth did not have this lobe, and of course the average behemoth was kshayro. So Mele, even today, when most behemoths do have it, it cannot be considered chaser. It cannot be considered chaser. Why can't it be considered chaser? Now, Monefshech, if there has been a shinu teva, so why shouldn't it be considered chaser? So according to the teva of the behemoths today, it's a chaser. Why couldn't it be? I mean, if there has been a change in the teva. The answer is, it's not that there was a basic change in the teva. We see that even Bisman Agmore, where most behemoths did not have, but most of the behemoths that grazed on pasture, or most of the behemoths that were fed, didn't. So it's not that there is a basic change in the teva of the behemoths is taking place. The change consists in the fact that whereas most behemoths, Bisman Chazal, did not graze on pasture, so the behemoths today, most of them do graze on pasture, in other words, they eat more. So that's not a basic change in the teva of the behemoths. So Mimele, since Bisman Chazal, a behemoth that did not have the rose-like lobe, was not a chosel because that was a normal thing. So Mimele, even today, where that a basic change in the teva of the behemoth has not taken place. It's only a change has taken place in the feeding methods. In other words, today most people send the behemoth, make sure that the behemoth should graze on pasture. So mainly the same din applies. This is what Rashi says.
ובאם לדון דיס ברובה דדו עם משכחה מראה דורס בין נוסק שם ויהי שם בריאים שאם חוסרו not the something else now Rashi mentions something not in connection with with the rose like all but in general so he says there are some who say שאם חוסרו אינס הימים מצטרפים בעדיי הויל ויסרס הויל ויסרס הויל ויסרס. In other words, suppose now the halacha is וביצ'וס הבבל מוצוסיקי אבל שמעתי ואין הדובו ואין הדובר, והדובר נראה בעיניי. הויל וליקיים בדור הדידי יסירס. So in other words, so there is a shitty that if the reyeh is lacking, so in a sayumin is mistalfin or so in a sayumin shechotzro in a sayumin. So mitstarfin lo bahadaye hoy viseresi. In other words, how many enis are normally in a behemoth? Enis you mean? You have three enis. Suppose you have in the behemoth only two enis, two lobes. But then it has this additional lobe. It has this additional lobe. So mele there is a shita sarishenim, Rashi rejected. That since from the Gemara it appears that the average behemoth does not have the rose-like lobe. So Mimele, it's additional. So Mimele, suppose that the right lung, instead of having two lobes in the Seder, so it only has, instead of having, I'm sorry, three lobes, instead of having, let's say, this lobe and this lobe, and this lobe, it only has two. And this lobe, the unem tzois is missing. But instead it has this. So in other words, so then it's not rave. Because this lobe, which is extra, because we see that from the Gemara, that the average behemoth did not have this lobe, this rose-like lobe. So maybe it can replace this lobe. So Rashi says, no, it's not right. It's not true. Why? Because he says, "Uvichuves abav limotzasikay." Avu lishamati v'inadova nira beinai. Hoyu v'likai mi bidora de du yiseresi. You see, if this rose-like lobe would be located, you know, in the same row, you see, then you could say it's not chaseil, but it's located in the center. So mele it's not bidora de une. So how can this rose-like lobe replace the unam tzos, the unam tzos which is adjacent to this lobe. And I don't know if here we can be already do. You say it. Ve'is on a hui is liis. Ve'is on a hui is liis. Chaseira is ve'havalei kecholi v'treivo. So then you'll say, but then, on the whole, you have the right number of lobes. So the answer is, that's like switching around. So just as if you have, let's say, if you have one lobe missing on the right lung, but and then you have an additional lobe present on the left lung. So it will not be chel, because since it's not midore deune, so it's cholif. So here it's also cholif. Oh, now Rashi discusses another question. Rashi says that since Bisman Agmore, the average behemoth, did not have even a single rose-like lobe, so today that most behemoths do have one rose-like lobe, well, it was lobe. So if a behemoth today would not have the rose-like lobe, it still would be kshel. It cannot be considered chaseiro because it conforms to the average behemah bizman chazal. Now Rashi is discussing another question. Suppose a behemah has today two rows like those, not one, but two. So uchmishkachen tarti inenuse shopati shomati mipimeri hazokei. Shomati mi pimiri azokin shenechliku bo gdele shenechliku bo gdele hadei Rabbi Yehuda ben Reboruch v'chaveirov v'lo ipirish li daiti v'nira li, so there's a machlik rishin v'nira li shehi treif shehi treif do a yeseres di beine beine hi v'la avurche di chode guf v'lo yachshirem אלא משום דכל הנר פרייס הוכה איסלי. Now, so you have a מחלקת ראשית. In other words, if a behemoth has two rows like robes, some Rishonim say that it's Kshiro, and Rashi says, no, it's straight. Now, what's the Svore? So the Svore of Rashi is very poshut, because how could it be Kshiro? After all, it's a yeser. It's a yeser. Because as a matter of fact, Rav Ashi wanted Lechatchile to be matriv the behemoth that has one rose like her. So the only reason as to why Rav Ashi was not matriv a behemoth with one rose like lobe is because all the behemoths on pasture have it. So all the behemoths on pasture have one, but they don't have two. So yes. So what's that loche called yesa knotel domi? But in this case, if it'll be notel, it'll be ksheiro. So how can we be matriv when it's yesa? You see, the whole aloch of yesa being treif is because kol yesa kinotel dome. But in this case, if it is notel, so then it's ksheiro. Then it's ksheiro. So mimele. So, how can you say kol yesek natal dame? We can say kol yesek natal dame, but not li shir. So what's the svara of Rashi? What's the svara of Rashi? So the answer of Rashi is very simple. It's not if there had been a special treife of notal, of enas avrode, rose like loaf, so then you can say it doesn't make sense, it's not logical. I mean, if the tool of Enes Avrode is Kshiro, so how can a Yeser of Enes Avrode be treif? Kol Yeser Kenotel Dome, but it cannot be worse than Notel. But there is no special treifing of Nitulas Enes Avrode. The halacha is that a Notel Eine is treif. Now, the halacha does not say anything in particular about this une, that une, this une. The halacha is in general that nitulas une, if one lobe is missing from the lungs of the behemoth, it's treif. One lung. So memele, and actually we should say that even if, let's say, every behemoth, in all the times would have this rose-like lobe, so then we certainly would say that if it does not have the rose-like lobe, it's treifing. But the fact is that in regard to the rose-like lobe, that bisman chazal, the average behemoth didn't even have it. So mimele we cannot say that it should be treifing. But there is a halacha of kol yesa kinotel dome. So it doesn't mean kol yesa is kinotel dome that particular lobe. Kol yesa kinotel lobe. Kol yesa is like not a lobe that naturally exists, but in regard to a nuttle, in connection with a nuttle of a rose-like lobe, so it doesn't naturally exist. And even though today it does naturally exist, so it's because the habits of the people so changed, and they all make sure that their behemoth should graze on pasture. But it does not naturally exist in every behemoth. Only in certain behemoths that graze on pasture. But most behemoths today graze on pasture. That's why there is a shinu. So Mimele we can say, kol yeser, kinoto uno, that normally exists. Mashein came where the rose-like lobe doesn't exist. So that's not a lobe that normally exists. It only exists if you make sure that it should graze on pasture. Alright, we nearly shit rave the yasar and the baini baini, the lavuche, the chode guve, the chode guve, even if it has just one, so it's only kosher. So Ravashi wanted lechatril to be matufet, and he was machsheret el shchol hala price of it. Now let's see the stasis. Kol hane yize basrei se hochis, viho de oma di baini baini treife, heine heiche digdeilo harbe, ואין דיימל אין נוסי דבוד, פירש בקונטרס, דיכי משתקחן טארטה דטריף. But suppose we find two rows like robes, it's like, דו היעשר את דבני בני אליו ואורכה, דיכו דגוף אלי אכשר משנוכלן איזה בשרה איזוכיס. ואם אין לו אפילו אחס, איז קשר. That's Rashi. So today, that most behemoths do have one, if he doesn't have even one, it's קשר. If it has two, it's three. That's Rashi. Rabbi Nefraim shite just the reverse. Rabbi Nefraim meimer da lachas lo yeimer kol ani ze basrei zoch islu. Velo yosov ravashel mitrve do kiol islu. So Rabbi Nefraim did not want to agree with this proposition that there has been a change in the teva of the behemah. In other words, that in Zman Chazal, so the average behemoth did not have a rose like lobe in the center. And today, the average behemoth has a rose like lobe in the center of the behemoth. It's not reasonable that a change has occurred. So, but he says that this butcher found two rose like lobes in the behemoth, not that just one. Bisman Chazal too, all the behemoths had at least one. But this butcher found two rose-like lobes in the center. So he says, Lachas lo imakul yidu b'Yisrael lidli. V'yisobar avash lo mitrafe. Do kul yislo, all the behemoths have it. Elavadai afilo al shneim koma adicheho. This is what the butcher found in this behemoth. That it had two rose-like lobes. Two rose-like lobes. Bishum the honey is a price of his. So Ravune Marbaribia told him that all the behemoths, most of the behemoths that graze on pasture have two rows like lobes. But in Ochaname, if a behemoth will not have even a single rows like lobe, then it will be treifet on the Ravne Fry. Mimele, suppose a behemoth will not have even one rose like lobe, according to Rabbi Ephraim, to betray. And if it has two, so that's mamish the case of Rav Ashi and Ravune. So it will be Kshero. So Rabbi Ephraim should take just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, if it has no rose like lobe, it's Kshero. Kosher. If it has two, it's three. According to Rabbi Ephraim, if it has no, not a single rose like lobe, it's straight. And if it has two, it's Ksheon. That's the case. So there has been no change in the term of the names, according to Rabbi Ephraim. Uvichoch imele afilachas reil, v'nire dein raya mibheim v'shalom. So in other words, he says that it's, why does Rabbi Ephraim say that the pshat in the Gemara must be that the butcher found two rose like lobes? Because otherwise, it doesn't harmonize with the Mitzvahs. So Rebbe says that's no Rai, because there could have been a change. V'nira dein Rai mi bei mishalonu, di shem achlukes mishalem, k'de ashk chom b'fer kalikei abeim, o di poro b'ashlein shashi oldo b'adlikei, u bei mishalonu yiru te islipomim, bishono shniyo. אם לא שנאמר, דכשיל בלשון השני, אותו ששכיחו בשירותי לשון הרביעית. So that's not really a riot, besides the refutation that Thesis itself mentions. But we could easily distinguish between a functional change and a structural change, an organic change. So that's a functional change. He says, Behemish, because the Gemara says in Preres, the poro bashlishu she'ol dovayu lekeyem. Because usually a poro will not give birth to a child, let's say in the first year, in the second year, but only in the third year. But today we find many behemoths that give birth to a child even the second year. So that's only a functional change. It's not an organic change. It's not an organic change. Now, let's say in China, so it many times happens that a child of seven gives birth to a child, but in America or in Europe, it doesn't happen. So if there could be a difference in the same time between one place and another, there could be a difference between one generation and another, but an organic difference in such a short time, that Rabbi Ephraim holds, is impossible in such a short time. Alright. The Amidabor Kirashi, the Minig is like Rashi. Midikoma, we call it Tapri, Nuse, the Vrode, Mashba Kiperushi, the Inshomelhi. In other words, we call it tapche nuse de vrode. So, in other words, the butchers call it. What do you mean? Why the butchers? Apparently, it was not every behemoth had it. So, if we say like Rashi that most behemoths don't even have it, but some behemoths have it, so the butchers, they gave it a name. But if all the behemoths had at least one. And those who graze on pasture have two. So why is it that the butchers gave it a special name? Masha kibrush in ancient Malay, glumistaba klaulimer, the koyashnir. Uvi holmokim, she's not then, Taser says, Uvi holmokim, she's ruchotreif. So in other words, suppose this rose like rope has an addition. So it doesn't make any difference to what it is. So it's treif. V'im chosar achas minahunes, einu inuse mitztarefes l'ashlem. In other words, Tesis agrees with Rashi, not with the Chachmei Bavel, the Chuvos HaBavli. Not with Chuvos HaBavli. Right. Now let's see. The Rosh mentions the Terchi. So far we have Rashi Shite and the Rabbeinu Ephraim Shite. According to Rashi, so if a behemoth he is deficient in the inner sagode, so then it's kshero. And if it has two, it's straight. I call it Rabbi Ephraim just the reverse. If it is deficient, it doesn't have even a single one. So then it's straight. And if it has two, it's kshero. It's kshero. Let's see what the Rosh mentioned. The Shita Zagin. Now, that's Daf Kufnun Heyom at Beis, Paragraph Tezayin. Paragraph Tezayin. Hai Beine Beine, the Asin Kam Ravashi. So Ravashi Lomit, from Ravune Bama Ravach Ravashi, Kol Hane Chiv Vibrai Seor Yisrei, we call it Tapri Nusa Livrode. Kos of Rashi, we saw Ravashi Lomit, Roshmam Zin Lav Buche. Uvahane Di Don, Di Rubo Nislu, Im Meshkechino Nileslu, Im Nusa Livrode Ksheiro. Vi Yislu Tarte Treife, Do Yisera Di Beine Beine, Vila Buche. די חודי גופל מחשבינו משמחה נחיב בפרייס אחיס רב נפריים ביצחק זלו למחשב בשתיים משום דלחס ולואים יקול חיב בפרייס אחיס לו שערי כל בימי שלנו יש לנחס and that's רב נפריים is reluctant to assume that there has been a change אלא לשניו אמר דקשאירו משום דפרייס אחיס לו ויחד לקי כלל הוא ימטר ונראה דינו וראיה מפעים שלנו תחלוקס משלם, כי אמרים לפי תלכי הבאים ופורס בגימו ועד לחיר ושלנו יהיו זה פעם בשתיים like this then he says שם הגן עם עצו סיכוסו דחיב די יש בהימס שאין לו הם וישנו במקצוע סון אין להטרי בשמשין ושאין צבו בין שאין לו כלום ובין שאין צו שתיים ושאול איש so that's a third sheet That's a third sheet now. So in other words, the sheet is again means that both is kshel. Since in view of the fact that Bisman Chazal, so most behemoths did not have, even more, and many those who grazed on pasture had, so mainly the whole aloche of Choseh does not apply. In other words, they agree with Rashi. But Rashi says, if it has two, so it's trave. It's trave. So we raised a certain question against Rashi. Monefshech, the whole aloha of Yesar is because Kol Yesar cannot hold on. So if not all of Una Sabrode is Ksheiro, how could Yesar be trave? So we explained. I mean, it's not a Kashi. Rashi is not difficult. Because it's not a special aloha of trave of not lovune sabrode. Not lovune is trave. Of a normal une. So in other words, every une. But as far as una sabrode is concerned, so not least shero because most behemoths didn't even have it. Mashein ken ligabi yeser, since in most behemoths don't have tua in his brode. So mele we say kol yeser kinoto a regular une, not kinoto une sabrode. This is what Rashi says. But again, you say no. Since yeser, in yeser we have to apply the aloche of kol yeser kinoto dome, so we have to apply it in respect to the same kind of une, not to a une in general. Kol yeser kinoto in general, kinoto une in general. But kol yeser cannot do this particular une. And what would be the aloche if this particular une would be not? So mele, it would be kosher. So mele, yeser of this particular une is also kosher. Now this is the shiras again. Now, you'll see, it's remarkable. So in other words, so there are three shiras. You'll see that there is a fourth shiras. Now, the Mechaber in Simen Lamed Hei, Siv, at the end of Siv Beis, says, Va'avrode im chaseiro, o im yesh lo shtayim, o yishenimtzeiz bisatzmoil ksheil. O yishenimtzeiz bisatzmoil ksheil. O yishenimtzeiz bisatzmoil ksheil. So he says, so that's like the shite of the game, that both are ksheil. That both actually. Then the Ramo says, "Uvi dinei seilu no agul hatri bein imtzi u beis frodeis oim chaseil oy sheshin so mikein." So that's a fourth sheet. That both are trade. Now, but how can we say that both are trade when the Gemara says that it's not trade? The answer is this sheet holds, and the Ramo paskas like that lechumre. That the reason as to why the Gemara says that if it's chaser or it's kshere, because most behemoths bisman chazal did not have it. Most behemoths bisman chazal did not have it. So, but since there has been a shino ateva and most behemoths do have it, so mele if a behemoth today is deficient, so mele is straight. In other words, we said, according to Rashi, that it's not treif. Because, so he raised the question, but what if there has been a shina teva, so mimele it should be chaseiro. The answer is there hasn't been a Shinah Teva. There has been a Shino in the modes, in the methods of raising cattle by people. In other words, Bisman Chazal too. So every behemoth that was constantly subjected to the pasture, to the grazing pasture, so had it. But most behemoths were not exposed to that, were not subjected to grazing the pasture. Today, some Mimele, but apparently these Rishenim hold that there has been a Shinah Teva. Some Mimele, they say that in both situations it's like that. And the Ramo Paschal's like that. So we have fourth Shittes, and the Mechaba Paschal's like the Shittes Arenim, not like Rashi. Neither the Mechaba nor the Ramo Paschal like either Rashi or Rabbi Ephraim. But the Mechaba Paschal's like the Shittes Arenim, and the Ramo Paschal's Lechumre is the fourth Shittes. That since there has been Shinah Teva, so in either case, it's like. Now, I really should go over the big tases, but the big tases will involve me a very, very long time, and I want to spend some time on it. All right, but for after Shavuos, you should be ready, because we should finish the Gemara of Re. We should finish the Gemara of Re, and that is, the Gemara of Re is the end of the discussion of Reye, is that when Chesomet Beis, the first two dots, Itma, up to Itma, Machat Shenimtzes Reye. I mean, Machat Shenimtzes Reye also has to do with Reye, but it's not up to here. So you should be ready, prepared, up to the Gemara of Itma, Machat Shenimtzes Reye. All right, so we'll go over the Pictasis and then the rest of the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is not difficult. All right. The long Pictasis. That means that if the two lobes of long are schuches to each other, adhere to each other, kisidron, so that's the natural thing. So it's kshel. Now, there is a machleger shayla. According to Rashi Shiteh, so shaloi kisidron means when the two chitzenies, when the addition is between the two chitzenies. But if the addition is between two loaves that are adjacent to each other, even though they're not, the addition, they do not adhere, you know, with the mechitoch lechitoch. Bechitoch lechitoch would be the way they lie, I mean the way they are situated. But it's migav ligav or mechitoch ligav. So then, according to Rashi, it's kshel. However, most Rishonim say that when is it kisidron? Only if the addition is between the two adjacent lobes, adjoining lobes, and it's mechitoch lechitoch. So then it's Hainer Abisai. But if it's migav legav, mechitoch legav, so then it's shaloi kisidron, even though the adhesion is between two adjacent lobes. And that's the way we pass. Hainer Abisai, al pirush hakuntres di pirish, de asirche machmasneke viboy. So Rashi Shiti is that the asirche is asuro because isirche is indicative of a nekev that already occurred. So, according to Rashi, Pshat Kosheleri, Damai Kisidon Ksheo, Nei Dinim Sheches Likan Likan, Lo Yehei Yalo Krum Sheolo Machmas Make Bereye Shein Krum, Avo Pi Shein Akrum Dobu Klimok Maacheya. So, Teisvis assumed that even according to Rashi, the tzirche is asur, machmas nekev, so mele that means any tzirche is indicative of a nekev. Even a tzirche kisidron is indicative of a nekev. So the question is, monevshech, if any tzirche is indicative of a nekev, so why kisidron? But the nekev occurred already. So true that in nimshechet likan likan, lo yehei alo krum sholom machmas make bereye. Even, why is it better than scar tissue? So we say Shein Krum. As long as there was a nekev in the Reye, So he becomes asur. So here too, aval pishin akum dom klimo kmach. Vi aval mino hodi chesidon ksheiro. Haine bimokim shesmuches oinis zu zu di chavato migim al aneke. Mechavat edif. We ought to say that kesidron is ksheiro only in the place where the enes mamish join each other. So the male chavato is beginal and neke. That you could say, min kein yachinu am mechalik mikesidron shel kesidron. Imo yachilu kafilu kesidron. In other words, so that we could say according to the pshat of the other Rishim, that even if it is that kesidron does not, the shaloi kesidron does not mean dafke the two chitzenis. That it can be shaloi kesidron even if it's two smuches to each other. So it's still shaloi kesidron. When is it kesidron? When it's mechituch lechituch. The incision of one law is so ruch, adheres to the incision of the other law. And after all, they are so situated, so located. So then we could say that where there is an adhesion between these two, so then it's not considered as a strain. But according to Rashi, we couldn't say it, because Rashi Shiti is that as long as the adhesion takes place between two lobes that are close to each other, so then it's kesidron. When is a shaloi kesidron? Only if the addition takes place between two lobes that have an intervening lobe. In other words, the addition is between the two chitzenias. Between the two chitzenias. So memele, but in kein bechino ab mechalik kesidron ish kesidron. Imo yochiluk afilu kesidron. Vim hoyin mufoshi hayner ribisaye shezeg. שזה גידול או שרגיל להסיר חולון ראשון ולא נקב, הבניח. But then we could say, according to Rashi, that according to Rashi, wherever the seer chayis kisidron, then it's not even indicative of a past nekev. Only a seer chashaloi kisidron is symptomatic of a nekev that occurred already. But a seer chakisidron is not symptomatic of a nekev. We could say that in Rashi. But he says, "Avol rach pireish, ribisaye habek moimav bisaye." So in other words, if we were to say this pshat, so what would mean? Avol desim hanger bisaye. It's not an abnormal condition. Hanger bisaye. That's a natural thing. A sir chesidron. But the rach says that ribisaye hainek moimav bisaye. In other words, that protects it. It covers it up. In other words, it covers it up. It protects it. Or, I mean, what's the Kashi against Rashi? Maybe the Rashi is not Mishubet to the Rach's Pshat. Maybe Rashi could explain, Heine Ribesaye, Rashi could explain that it means that's a natural thing. So there is no Nekev. But, so the Inuch Nami, if we say that Rashi does not agree with the Rach's Pshat, so then there is no Kashi. But assuming that the Rashi agrees with the Rach's Pshat, the Tribesai is like Riviosi, Derech Riviosi. It covers up the neck. So that means that even Sir Kesidron is symptomatic of a neck that occurred already. So the question is, so what if it is Kesidron? So true that it's in Nimsheches Lekan. So it's not destined to be misparing. So what if it's not destined to be misparing? But it's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. So Mele that made it treve. Leon Voet. There's the kasha. V'hoye nirli foresh. Dirigilo hasir chelove. V'chol mokim reye beloy nekev. So in other words, Tesis mentions its pshat. It's probably the Riz pshat. I mean, there is pshat, because there is the one who raised the question against Rashi. So the Mashmoyes is that the Hoyu Nirli Foresh is also the Riz. In other words, where is it according to Rashi? So Sirche is a treife because it's symptomatic of a nekev that occurred. So according to the Ri, Sirche is a treife because it's symptomatic of a nekev that is destined to occur. So it makes a treife right now in view of the fact that the nekev is destined to occur, it becomes treife even before the nekev occurs. Suppose the sirche just took place, and he was sheichetet immediately, before the behemoth had an opportunity to acquire a nekev. It is still treife, because in view of the fact that it's destined to have a nekev, so it's already treife. Voyu nearly 40 gila sirche lovim, chomokim, b'reye b'loy nekev, mitir sheishyev is from in a mashke, because it absorbs a lot of mashke, v'hod it treife shaloy kisidron, Haile mishum sheseifo lispareik vichoshev kinkuvo kivim sheseifo inoki. So memele. Now we can, according to the view, we can understand the difference between the sirche kisidron and the sirche shaloi kisidron. According to Rashi, the sirche is symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. So then we can. Then it's difficult to understand why is kisidron sheiro, because the nekev occurred already. But according to the Ri, that is symptomatic of a nekev that will occur. So the mele, by kisidron, in view of the fact that in nimsheches likan or likan, so in all probability, it will not become detached. The tissue, the fibrous tissue that adheres the two lobes will not open up. So the mele, nekev will not develop. Then in all probability it's destined to open up, to become detached. So then the nekev will be formed. So merely it's very right. What it is like you see that I'm just saying for me is barren. We hush it in school. Keep me just saying for me. Abu Koshe, according to the Ri, we hold on the Kamon, Dafim Ches, Dabi Rei, Asmu Holiday Fem. So if the Reye adjoins the wall, the chest wall, the Reye Asmu Holiday Fem, the Rav Nechemye prayed the Rav Yisim, politically be sure. So Rav Nechemye was bathing it in lukewarm water. In other words, what does it mean? After Shrite, he takes the long and he puts it in lukewarm water and he observes as to whether there is bubbling or there is no bubbling. I would see if there is bubbling, it's indicative of a nekev. If there is no bubbling, there is no nekev. So I will caution when you become a gabri as for the day fed. The Rav Nechemya with Rav Yitzchak Pesach Rebbe Pshure, who might be kishayech, volei lom liti batz beitz, kin da asir chei lebeloi nekev. So according to the Ri, that every sirche is not symptomatic of a past nekev, but it's symptomatic of a nekev that is destined to occur. So how can you resort to this test whether it bubbles or not? If it would be treife only because of an already existing nekev, so then if you put along lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that there is no existing nekev. But in every sirche there is no existing nekev. And it's still treife because it's osi to have a nekev. So if you make the bdike now, you don't make the bdike a year later. You make the bdike now, before the nekev occurred. So naturally it will not bubble. So what's the purpose of this testing? But my bdike shai alaylam lo tizbat tibat zbeitz. According to the Ri, so a sirche develops without the nekev. So it's a kashe according to the Ri. So he says, you can test that kashe according to the Ri. Because even if you're not going to explain sirche as the Ri does, and even if you are going to say that a sirche is treif because it's indicative of a nekev that already exists, it's still difficult. So he says, "Umi v'lavo kashe dichya mina nami di machmas negev ipo like Rashi, eicho yidei al dei shalitiz batz beis
שהסיר חזו מחמס דיפה, כי נמי נקווה הרי לא תתבט בית שהחום סייסי אס הנקב, שהחום סייסי מסנקב. So in other words, even if we are going to say like Rashi, it's still difficult. How can you rely? On the fact that it doesn't bubble, that it's ksheiro, but the ksheiro, true that it's here, is indicative of an already existing nekev. But at this moment, the sirche, the fibrous tissue, I mean the sirche, the addition is constituted by fibrous tissue that covers it up. So if there is a nekev, the nekev is blocked. The nekev is covered up. But it's not going to stay very long. But at this moment, how can you prove that there was no nekev? Maybe there was a nekev. And temporarily it's blocked by this fibrous tissue. But then, like maybe a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later, so that fibrous tissue will break open, and then the nekev will come to the foreground. The nekev will come to the foreground. So what kind of a testing is it? Even according to Rashi, ומי בלעבור כושר, כי אמרו נעמי מחל נקב ריבו, איך הוא יודע על זה של נתבט בית, שהסיר רזו מחל זה ויגן המניק והורי, לא יתזבט בית, שהקרום סי זה מסע נקב, הוא תראי בי, but save only so, לפסי, but right now it was not, it didn't open up, כשהם נסרו חוב, מי צה חוז, במוקים רביס הדיוני, כאילו כאן, oh, so what do we have to say? So in other words, you can ask a kasha according to everybody, not only according to the lead. So what kind of terrors we have to say according to Rashi? Elo shamos the chumre bealmehu the madin yesh nisleis bideife the kereyes vuoye beidik lahachmir im isramed im ibad bitze havetori. In other words, that testing is only the chumre, because actually it should be muta in view of the fact that the areya is close to the chest wall, so then it is reasonably attributable to a taint in the chest wall, in the dave. But we tell him, lechumre, to resort to that testing in case when he puts the lung in the lukewarm water, it will bubble, then it will be a raya, that there is a nekev, and that fibrous tissue opened up, broke up already, the fibrous tissue. But suppose it doesn't bubble, so then it will still be shale. But since Mirabonon, there is aloche, that we don't, if it's possible to be mivare, so we don't rely, you see, we don't rely on rov, we don't rely on chazoke. So mainly here too, Rav Nechemia Baye says, in view of the fact that it might be nisbare, that the fibrous tissue already broke open, already opened, and the nekev is exposed, so mainly is mechuyev to resort to the testing of putting the lung in lukewarm water, in case that it does bubble, so it will be nisbare. There is a nekev, but suppose it doesn't bubble, so it will still be kshel. It will still be kshel. So we're not doing it. We're not doing it because of the fact that it doesn't bubble. That is no proof. We are doing it, we are matter it, because it's reasonably attributable to a taint in the chest wall, in the dave. But since there is a possibility that the neck, that the fibrous tissue already broke open, and mainly the neck of physics. According to the Rebbe, umi ukoshe, the koma mazut reoder ravchem yedi bodik lo bipshure, ad rov masminolo, at reyune disrech lo gisid, on the Gemara da Ravchem. Vayim dike habe kitle hachshir, iloi mibad bitze. So,
So in other words, so Marzutra says that Menchez, you mentioned Rav Nechemya Bar Yosef's testing in regard to a Reyo Asmuch HaLeDeivim, but I heard it mentioned in regard to the Tara Tevun and the Rey of Yisrich HaLadol. So, Omer le Marzutra b'r Ravuna b'r Rapa b'r Rabine hot Rav Nechemya b'r Rabi Yitzchak atuna homas kitelo anon ad robe masnim lo yom a robe han tat un de rei dis khla dol les lo di kuse lachshu Rav Nechemya b'r Rabi Yitzchak bon un pshu so de mask der Ravashi hay mai vi shlo im och tal un de kin sheo aber was im hay no ki treife ve hay no ki treife so this says this is really now what's this discussion umi ukosh די קומען מאס צו טראגן רב נחמיה די קומען צו טראגן רב מאסן לא א טריינג אין די ספעציאלע גסיפער וואהיב די קהב קיט להחש רו אין מי באד מיט סו די די קה אבער די איז צו די מאחשט ווי האשט די הללוי וואו מיט באד מיט אנד דיי ווי קען נאט זיי ביקוז איטס חום רבאל מי ביקוז מי נדין איז יש ליש ליס אין סאמטינג by three one the scripture shall you see from there it's not reasonably attributable to something heter and still who you will the highest result of that testing will be saying that since it doesn't bubble so the third one the scripture of adonai should be shero but the question is what kind of a rai is it the whole talfes of the sirche it consists in the fact that the Nekev is destined to occur. But at this moment, maybe it didn't occur yet, but it's destined to occur. So how can we be machshered? How can we machshered it on the basis of the fact that it didn't bubble? So he said, Umiyu. So he says, Hayna ho de porachale, vishleim ho chetalun b'deiv, אבל אוסם, יאיים כפטריפה ויאיים כפטריפה. ופרשם בקונטרס, בישלם מאוכת בודיקו, דירו עם ויץ וצר ולאבו נקול ניסטימה. דחים די יקל מיסל בדייבן, תלם בדייבן וקשרו. So the whole testing is a חומרה in anticipation of the possibility that it will bubble. But without the testing, suppose we don't make it, it will still be קשרו, but it's only a חומרה. Because mokim shef shol vare, we have to be mevare. Vare. El hoche, gabi tal tuune, mi mer de sich esu mach was mai koi so, vein dai de inke vtreife. Oh, in other words, so the way Rashi explains, the Gemara refutes that memory, that Rav Nechemya bar Yosef, vei Rav Yosef, so applies this bdike to treune this to train the Sriche Shalom Kisitron. Because, in other words, Rav Nechemya Bar Yosef could not apply to train the Sriche Shalom Kisitron. It could only have reference to Reya Smucho Lidei. So there we can understand, because there it's kosher. But, Lechatchile, if actually Vare, to be Vare. So not only are we mechuyev to be mivareh if it's definitely going to be mivareh, even if there is a possibility that it's going to be mivareh, like here. In other words, because there is a possibility that it will bubble, then it will be a vayeh, that it already broke up. Yeah. So this is what Gemara is saying. In other words, Rav Nechemya Bar Yosef makes good sense in regard to Reya Smuch HaLeDeivim, but it can't have any application to treune di srichal adode shal yikisito. Because in regard to reyas muchal edifen, they are out of the needs muter without anything. But because of the possibility of being mivareya, some male in the chathili is no chuyev to be mivareya. Mashenken here, if you're going to resort to testing, then you'll have to rely on the testing likul as well. So that we don't do. Because what kind of a bureau is it? Because, after all, why do we say that it's treife? Because a sirche, shaloi kisidron, in all probability, will result in a nekev later on. But right now, the nekev might not even exist. So how can we by putting the lung in lukewarm water and noticing that it doesn't bubble, be matter it. So this is what the Gemara is saying. Umiyu, the perushim means, according to the Riz perush, shepire shekru meile b'leineke, that a sirche. Sirche is also a chum. What is a sirche? An addition. How is the addition constituted? Through fibrous tissue that develops between two unes. So according to the Riz pshat, that a chum, a sirche, is a b'leineke, and still it is matri, because in all probability a nekev will resolve later on. So the Loshen of the Gemara, of Hei Minayu Dinke, is straight there, is difficult. The Loshen of the Gemara is, the way Tesis quotes it, so he says, not like Rashi, kosha means, means if this already became perforated. But according to the Ri, a sirche is never an indication that it already became perforated. It's only an indication that it's destined to become perforated. So then the Gemara should use the future, not the past. Inkev is the past. So the Gemara should say minkev. They are interchangeable. Anyway, so the Ri started by being Masik and Rashi. Because according to Rashi, that a Sirche is symptomatic of a Nekev that already occurred. So how could Kisitro be Sheol? It shouldn't be better than the Krum Sheol Machmas Maka like Skat Ishe. So then the Ri mentioned his own Psha. So now he says, no, we can explain Rashi. יש לי אשת יש לך אבל גם דיקחו מהי למחמס מקו אין יקרו so mainly you by way of analogy so even the sir hash kisidro should still not be considered as a kron so mainly it should be tray hayne kishim so bishmok avo kishim sri khob mokim shini meres li spavek seit mo bedino yesia shakhu me khokhos in other words when do we say that any krum scar tissue that develops is ineffective if it is not situated, located in a place where it adheres to something. Machine can hear this scar, this tissue, this fibrous tissue that was formed at the juncture of the two lobes, so this fibrous tissue is a better protection. Because it's not immediately sparring. So it must be given to Yisrael Shachum Hilechuchot. Miu, Hodi Porich, Rav Yitzchak v'Rabinim, Gabrei Yisheni, Kvavidei Tzvim Sitmaso, Ili Sovi, Chamai Treife, Yimor Ezach Mimches. If it's not intertwined with the boss of it. So am I treating? And what is the teretz of the Gemara? That here it is a protection. But the Gemara